With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Biden says he hopes that President Trump will reconsider his plan to impose new tariffs on America's neighbors.
Trump has threatened to slap a 25% tariff on all products coming into the United States from Canada and Mexico. When asked about those plans, President Biden said it's counterproductive, and he hopes Trump rethinks it. The president said the U.S. is surrounded by the Pacific Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, and two allies, Mexico and Canada. Mr. Biden said the last thing we need to do is begin to screw up those relationships. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Interpol says it has arrested more than 1,000 suspects in Africa during a two-month operation designed to clamp down on international cybercrime.
The crime spree left tens of thousands of victims, including some who were trafficked, and produce millions in financial damages. The Global Police Organization says Operation Serengeti, a joint operation with Afropol, ran from September 2nd to October 31st in 19 African countries and targeted criminals behind ransomware, business email compromise, digital extortion, and online scams. Interpol identified 35,000 victims during the operation, with cases linked to nearly $193 million in financial losses worldwide. Jeremy House reporting.
Russian President Putin has approved budget plans raising 2025 military spending to record levels as Moscow seeks to prevail in the war it began with Ukraine. Massachusetts lawmakers hoping to persuade enough of their colleagues to support a plan that would make the state the first ever to adopt a ban meant to eliminate the use of all tobacco products over time. Other localities have weighed a similar generational tobacco ban, but never pulled it off. This is SRN News. According to new data from Tufts University, a lot of pro-choice voters still cast their ballot for President Trump on Election Day. The study finds that in most states, young people overwhelmingly supported pro-abortion ballot measures, even while voting for Mr. Trump at the top of the ticket. Adults ages 18 to 29 overwhelmingly voted in favor of abortion referendums, even as they moved to the right for the 2020 election, many pulling the lever for Mr. Trump or voting for Democrat Kamala Harris by much smaller margins. A Massachusetts man has pleaded guilty to threatening to kill members of the state's Jewish community and bomb local synagogues. 59-year-old John Reardon has pleaded guilty to one count of obstruction of free exercise of religious beliefs by a threat of force, and several other charges, too. In January of this year, Reardon called Congregation Agudas Akim and left a voicemail making several threats to kill congregants and bomb the building. This is SRN News. Atlantic City is finally getting a beach replenishment project that businesses say is essential for visitors who've had precious little space to spread their towels for two sand-starved summers.
Work is underway on a project by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to widen beaches in Atlantic City and some neighboring shore towns by pumping 1.2 million cubic yards of sand onto the shoreline. That's enough sand to fill as many as 120,000 dump trucks. The beaches have been eroding under normal tides as well as stronger, more frequent storms.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Today is Sunday, December the 1st, the 336th day of 2024. There are just 30 days left in the old year. On this date in history, 1955, Rosa Parks was arrested after refusing to give up her seat to a white man on a Montgomery, Alabama city bus. The incident sparked a year-long boycott and helped fuel the civil rights movement. This is SRN News.